The Mishnah Masechta Yuma, Daf Ayin Gimel on the base, teaches us, Ha'echel Kesevus Hagatza, if somebody on Yom Kippur eats the shear of a Kesevus Hagatza, he's Chayiv. He's Chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalar on the base, Tanur Abonin, Tanus Nafshe Seichem. The Pasuk regarding Yom Kippur says on Yom Kippur, Tanus Nafshe Seichem. We have to put ourselves in pain. Yochel, says the Braisa, Yeshe b'chama b'tzina k'tishtei yitztar. Maybe, says the Gemara, the definition of Tanus nafshaseichem means that one should actively do something to be uncomfortable, sit in the sun, sit in the cold. And as the Rishonim explain, what causes the Braisa to think that is indeed pshat in the pasuk, is because tanu es nafshe seichem seems to mean that you should do something to be mekayim, to fulfill the inui. And doing something to fulfill inui means to actively do something, go sit in the sun, go sit in the cold. Why? So other mefarshim explain, if what was meant was, if the Torah means fasting, shouldn't it say Tanus Nafshe Seichem B'Tzon Tamaloymer? So continues the Braisa for Kamalocha Loisasa. The Torah puts the pasuk of Tanus Nafshe Seichem regarding Yom Kippur next to the pasuk of Kamalocha Loisasu. Says the Braisa Ma Malocha Sheva Taisa. The definition of Malocha means that on Yom Kippur we may not do Malocha. Af Inui Nefesh. So too the definition of Inui Nefesh includes Sheval Taisa. And then the Gemara continues, Tanya Idach, Tanya Nafshe Seichem, Yochel Yesh B'cham V'tzini Yitztar, a person should go sit in the sun or in the cold, Tamaloymer, Ma V'chom Malocha Loisasu, Ma Malocha Dovin Shekayovin Lo B'mokim Acher, Malocha is something that we find in other areas of Halacha, Shabbos, one may not do Malocha, Af inu nefesh, the definition is of inu nefesh also is chayovin lo b'mokim acher. What does that mean? Pigel v'noiser. The Gemara goes in to explain. Maybe means that yichayif eating pigel, yichayif eating noiser. Tamalayim v'tanuv v'nisim nafshu seichem. So the Gemara is teaching us that we would have thought that what tanuv nafshu seichem means to do something on Yom Kippur to cause discomfort, nothing to do with eating. That's why the Braisa teaches us, no, it means that Tanus Nafshe Seichem means that one may not eat on Yom Kippur. However, when we speak about the Isra Achil and Shti on Yom Kippur, how do we look at it? There are many foods the Torah tells us we may not eat. Non-kosher food, treifa, nevela, all sorts of machol, shrotzim, toloim. There are foods that may not be eaten because they're prepared in a certain way, bas b'cholof. There are days the Torah tells us we should eat things, not eat things. So is this the same, that Yom Kippur is a day that one may not eat? Or the way to understand Yom Kippur is that the Torah says Tanus Nafshe Seichem, as we've been learning, and the Braisa is teaching us the way to fulfill Tanus Nafshe Seichem is by not eating. But not that there's a separate Isser Achila. There's a din of Tanus Nafshe Seichem. The Gemara, later in the Perek, on Daf Ayin Tes, Amar Aleph, Daf Pei on the Beis, in explaining the shear of Kaiseves, which is a unique shear, normally the shear is a shear Kazayas, says, Kimlul Rabbanon established that the Kaiseves Miyas Vedaita, a person has satisfaction, is somewhat satiated when he eats a Kaiseves, but Samahachi La Miyas Vedaita. Less than that, he doesn't have that Yishuvadas. And Rashi explains on Daf Ayin Testament Aleph, the Afagav, the Kol Shiur Echila, even though normally, whenever the Torah speaks about a Shiur Echila, it's always a kazayis, says Rashi. That's when the Torah uses the word achila. But here the Torah, as we just said, doesn't speak about achila. The Torah speaks about inui. So we see that it's a whole new shear. It's a whole new concept. And that it's connected to Yisuve Dati. So from here it seems that eating or fasting on Yom Kippur is not at all connected to an Isra Achila. Eating on Yom Kippur is connected to the concept of Inui. And if you're eating, you won't have Inui. And if you won't eat, you will have Inui. You will have Inui. However, there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah Davov Amud Aleph, where the Gemara over there quotes the Pasuk of Eretz Chita Soira, the Pasuk that identifies all of the different Shivas Haminim. And the Gemara says every one of those fruits is every one of those fruits and vegetables represents a food that's used as a shear. And the Gemara over there says that actually that pasuk is only in a smachta ba'alma. Shiurim are halach l'mosh m'sinai. And Rashi there in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, says that what is the definition of Shiurim being halach l'mosh m'sinai? Says Rashi, Kosevus b'yom kippurim. So we see that there, the Gemara, particularly the way Rashi explains the Gemara, is saying that the shiur kosevus on Yom Kippur is like all other shiurim. It's a shiur halach l'mosh m'sinai. So it doesn't specifically have anything to do with inui nefesh. There's a Gemara in Masechta the Beya, that Beis of an Aleph, the Mishnah says, Beshamai Amrim, Sar b'kazayis, this is one of the places where Beishamai is a mekel. He says, Sar on chametz, on Pesach is a kazayis. Sar on Pesach is a kazayis. The chametz, actual chametz b'kosevus. And the Gemara on Dav Zayin on Mebeis, in Masech the Beis asks, what is the reasoning for Beishamai? And says the Gemara, Lahochi not, and way Rashi explains kosevus, because kesevus yisuve date, but Rashi says inami shurim halach l'mosh m'sinai. This is a Rashi on Dav Zayin Amud Beis and Masechta Beya. So this Rashi is even more fascinating, because our Gemara and our Perek seems to learn that the vart of the of achila on the iser of fast, the din that you have to fast on your kippur, is connected to yisuv adas. The Gemara and Masechta Beya, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah rather, seems to hold that's a halach l'mosh m'sinai. And Rashi, the Gemara Masechta Beya, seems to combine both pshatim. Tosfos, later in our perek, on Daf Ayin Tes on the base, Divrei HaMaskel, Loi Melecha Shiura, says that even according to the Manda Omer, that says we learned the din of Shiurim from the Pasuk of Eretz Chita V'Soira, says Tosfos, but if we only had that Pasuk, we don't know what kind of Kesevus, as the Gemara over there discusses, what kind of Kesevus are we talking about? A large one, a small one, one with the pit, one without the pit. That's where the concept of Yisuve Data comes in. So according to that Tosfos, perhaps the way we could understand is as follows. The halach l'mosh m'sinai tells us the shear is a shear kesevus. But how to determine what kind of a kesevus? Large, small, with the pit, without the pit? That's where the concept of yisivu date is. Yisivu date is the shear. Another way to explain, perhaps, is that indeed, were we not to have the concept of Yisuve Date, we would assume that the Shir Achila on Yom Kippur is like the Shir Achila for everything else. And the Shir should be a Kazayis. Only after the Halach L'Moshe in Sinai tells us that don't look at Yom Kippur the way you look at all other Asuri Achila. And that all other Isur Achila have a Shir Kazayis. On Yom Kippur tells us the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai that the Shir is a Kaiseves. Then come the Rabbanan and say, you know why? The reason for that Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is because Yom Kippur is connected to Yisuvei Date. And perhaps, to explain this a little better, the Gemara, later in our Perek, on Daf Pei Amid Beis, asked the question, the Kol Ha'olam Kula B'Kaseves, by every person was saying the Shir Achil on Yom Kippur is a Kaseves, V'Oig Melech HaBoshim B'Kaseves, and is that the Shir for Oig Melech HaBoshim as well? So the Gemara says, Amalei, Batz Mahacha Lo Yas V'dat, less than a Kaseves there won't be Yisuv Adas. Miu, Kula Al Matuva, the rest of the world, most people, if they eat at the Shir of Kaseves, will have full-fledged Yisuv Adas. Vayig Melech HaBoshon won't have a full-fledged Shir of Yisuv Adas. Halaporta, they have a small Yisuv Adas. So it's a very difficult Gemara to understand. If we're saying that Vayig Melech HaBoshon is the Raya, that even if you have a small amount of Yisuv Adas, it's enough. So then why by everybody else do you have to have a whole Kaseves? Whatever will create a small Yishuv Adas for the rest of us, then that should be the Shir for the rest of us. So why are we only Chayiv on Yom Kippur if we eat a Kaseves? We should be Chayiv even if we eat less. It must be, perhaps, again, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is what we're relying on. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is what we're relying on. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai says that is the Shir Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara is only giving explanation, how indeed can we have that Shir, or why indeed is that Shir understandable for all people equally? This all works until we look at the Rashi that we quoted in Masechet Beya. Because as we explained, Rashi and Masechet Beya seems to say that these two shiurim are two separate, these two concepts of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai and Yisuvei Date don't complement each other, but are actually two separate concepts. So how do we understand this? How do we now understand this Shir of a Kaseves? Is it Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Is it Yisuvei Date? There's a Braisa, Tosefta, Taurus, Kahanim, Parshas, Achrei Moshe. Says, Shabbosun, Menayin, Shem Kippur, Osa, Bachilu, B'Shti, B'Ruchitzu, B'Sichu, B'Nil, Sassandol, O B'Tashm, Shamita, Tamaloymer, Shabbos, Shabbosun. So, when we look at this Tosefta, we just learned the Gemara, we just quoted at the beginning of our Shira Gemara, that gave us all two braises, and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, how we know that one is not allowed to eat. Tanus Nafshaseich means that you have to fast on Yom Kippur. Nobody connected it to Shabbos Shabbosun. So how does the Taurus Kahanim now connect it to Shabbos Shabbosun? So perhaps what we're learning from here is that on Yom Kippur, the Issur Achila, the Chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur, actually carry in the two separate concepts. One is that one has to be an Inui on Yom Kippur. And how is one in Inui? By not eating and drinking. And therefore, one perhaps could, and we'll discuss this, what would be the halacha if somebody's eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and he's eating an Erev Yom Kippur till the Zman Achila, till the Zman, and he'll be very full, and he wouldn't be hungry all of Yom Kippur. So what would be the halacha? What would be the halacha if somebody, the Shir is a Kaseves, he ate almost a whole Kaseves Erev Yom Kippur, and then he eats a Kaseves, he finishes it off on Yom Kippur? it could very well be that he would be chayiv. Because that's, he created a situation that is not an inui. He's not an inui. And since he's not an inui, he was over the mitzvah say of Tana as nafshu seichem. Then there's another chiyuv. On Yom Kippur, one is supposed to not eat and drink. So there are two separate rules. One rule is that you're not allowed to eat. And one rule is that you have to be an inui. Now, we could understand the two halachas. One halacha, the halacha of Yisuvadate, and that, how are these two halachas understood in the Torah? One is because the Torah says Tana Snaf Shaseichem, and one is because the Torah says Shabbos Shabbosan. And Shabbos Shabbosan, Tana Snaf Shaseichem means that you should be in a status of Inui. Shabbos Shabbosan tells us don't eat and drink. So when we speak about Tanus Nafshe Seichem, so there, as our Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes and Pei teaches us, you are in the matzav of Inui only when you eat a kasevis. Until you eat a kasevis, you could still be in the category of Inui. And as the Gemara is very clear, because the Torah went out of its way not to use the word achila, but rather to use the words Tanus Nafshe Seichem, so we see that it's connected to Inui. Inui is connected to Yishuv Das. The Isser Achila has nothing to do with Inui. The Isser Achila is a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. The halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai teaches us that one, Shabbos Shabbosin, don't eat. But there's a special halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. That even though b'kol ha-Torah kula, the shear is a kazayis, here where the Torah tells us not to eat on Yom Kippur, the shear is a kasevis. What would be a very big nafkamina? There would be a gevaldige nafkamina. What would be the halacha if somebody ate on Yom Kippur? Even if he ate beheter, he was sick, and he ate on Yom Kippur. Is he allowed to eat now? Let's think about this. He ate a kasevis. He's no longer in the concept of inui. He cannot have inui this day anymore. But the way we're learning now, this person should still not eat on Yom Kippur. Because although he can no longer be mekayim the mitzvahs asay of Tanus Nafshe Seichem, he could still be mekayim Shabbos Shabbosim. And, in fact, the Shaios HaTshuvos Binyan Tzion, Simen Lamed Daled, holds that he is allowed to eat. He brings a raya for Gemara Masechta Krisis, Daf Yud Ches Mebeis. The Gemara says, how can you be chayiv two krisis for eating Yom Kippur? And he speaks about somebody who ate two kezeisi chaylev on Yom Kippur. Now the question is, why did the Gemara have to say they ate two kezeisi chaylev? Why don't you say they ate two kesevis? Because it must be, says the Binyan Tzion, because once you ate one kesevis, you wouldn't be chayiv for the second kesevis. The Mirajdam disagrees. He brings a raya, because the Gemara says, Misha Ochsabom is somebody who suffers on Yom Kippur. Machimai so'ach erev yur enough. Until he gets well, you keep on feeding him food. Afterwards, says the Rajba, in explaining that Gemara, he's not allowed to eat. Why? Because the Isra of Shabbos Shabbosin remains. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Reish Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Zayin, Paskins that way. How do we answer the Binyan Tzion's Raya that he holds that once you ate and you're no longer an Inui, you could continue eating? He says, because the Issur Karis, so explain the Mefarshim, because the Issur Karis is learned from the Pasuk, V'chol Nefesh Ashlois Unav V'Nechrasa. So even though you're not allowed to eat, even if you're not anymore in the category of Inui, Karis you couldn't get. Why couldn't you get Karis? Because Karis is connected to Inui. And this is pshat in the Rambam. If we look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, just want to find the exact play words of the Rambam. The Rambam says that mitzvahs say lishvus by machil v'shtiyah. On Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah say lishvus by machil v'shtiyah shenem tannas nafshaseichem. The kolat somboy kai mitzvah say. Whoever fasts on Yom Kippur is fulfilling this mitzvah say. The kolat oich l'shoysboy, if you eat and drink, bitl mitzvah say, vayva lois say. Shenem ki kolat nefesh lois una betzma yom azev nikrasa. So we see that Yom Kippur has, eating on Yom Kippur, the Rambam is telling us, has two concepts in it. One is there's a mitzvah say, and there's a mitzvah lois say. The mitzvah say is tanas nafshaseichem. The mitzvah lois say is Shabbos Shabbosim. The mitzvah lois say is da'aloch l'moshim Sinai, don't eat. The mitzvah say, don't eat. The mitzvah say is tanas nafshaseichem, be in the category of inui, and how could you be in the status of inui through fasting. And actually, the Bi'ah Halacha, at Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches, Siman Divrei Mask Vimamdua, the end of the Siman, quotes the Binyan Tzion, that speaks about a Chayil Shiesh by Sakana, that even though he ate, and he was allowed to eat, if he ate more than he's allowed to eat, let's say the doctor said, you don't need to eat a whole shear, and you ate a shear, his chayiv karas. Why? Because since he brings himself to the concept, but he ate already. But that doesn't make a difference. You have to be an inui. And if you can be an inui, you have an obligation indeed to fulfill that mitzvah of inui. And in fact, I saw that there's a tshuva from Moshe Sternbuch, and the Shailos Tshuvas Hanhogas, Chelek Beis Simen Reis Tzadik. He speaks about an individual who wants to eat, to be fed on Yom Kippur through intravenous. So we're not going to go into the Shaila of Refuah, we're not going to go into the Shaila of making the hole, the puncture in the person's body when you fit in the tube, but he says that if somebody is fed intravenously, again, we're not talking about a Chayil Shesh Besakana. On the contrary, Chayil Shesh Besakana maybe should be fed intravenously. We'll speak about that perhaps in another shiur. But he says, if the person is Baruch Hashem healthy, and he just wants to avoid fast, he wants to be able to be have nutrition by being fed intravenously, his being mevatel, the mitzvah say, of Tanus Nafshaseichem. Because Tanus Nafshaseichem teaches us that you're supposed to be in a category of inui. And if you're having these nutrients being pumped into your body, you're not fulfilling the new mitzvah say that we just identified of tanus nafshaseichem.